T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, right, welcome back. Later in this hour, for people out there that have tried to lose weight, I'm going to share with you what John Kruk said.
I need to know how he's doing this.
John Kruk lost 5 pounds in 24 hours, yeah. And I will let him describe for you the John Kruk diet, because I may try it today. I can drop 5, and if that's what it's going to take, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
But on the line with this right now is a guy we admire greatly for his football knowledge. We do not love that he is feuding with our football expert, Mike Lombardi, ladies and gentlemen, from PhillyVoice.com, Jimmy Kempsky. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Angelo. Angelo Guest on Angelo Guest Crime here.
All right, hold on. We'll get, yes, that's exactly what it is, but not yet, Jimmy. I want to get your thoughts on what you're seeing so far, because you really do evaluate these practices at a level above most of the people watching them. Overall, how do you think the birds look right now?
Yeah, I think the story from last night and some other practices as well is A.J. Brown is a very good player. And I think we already kind of knew that when they traded the first-round pick for him, but to see him live and in action, you can just see how much that guy is going to help Jalen Hurts in this upcoming season. Jalen Hurts, as we know, maybe not the most accurate passer, but the number of plays that A.J. Brown has made in these practices where it's maybe not a perfect pass, but he makes the play anyway, makes a contested catch with, you know, a defender all over him. He's going to – I mean, this is the kind of receiver that I think is going to be fantastic for Jalen Hurts, because his passes don't have to be perfect to complete them to this guy.
While we're talking about Hurts then, are you noticing improvement? Are you seeing him get at least a little more accurate?
I am. So he struggled a little bit, I would say, to start camp. And – it was actually a pretty substantial improvement compared to what we saw at the beginning of the camp last year when he was downright bad. And then last year, as camp kind of went along, he improved, you know, little by little. And then by the time joint practices rolled around, he actually started to look pretty good. So this year, you know, kind of the same thing, but much better. Like, I think that he struggled a little bit when camp began. He's gotten stronger as kind of camp has gone along. And by the time they get to joint practices in Cleveland and in Miami, I expect him, you know, to be at another level. But, yeah, I do see some progression. I don't know what kind of ceiling ultimately he'll have as an NFL quarterback. I don't know if he'll ever be sort of like a top quarter of the league type of guy. But I do see improvement, you know, year over year from last year to this year.
All right, Jimmy, on the other side of the ball, we're hearing raves about Jordan Davis. You think he's going to make an impact as a rookie?
Yeah, so I'll just tell you, but from my perspective, what I think about him. In these one-on-one drills, offensive line, defensive line, if you're an offensive lineman and you're lining up across from this guy, and to see this guy in person is just, I mean, we've had 8 practices already now, and I still just kind of marvel at how big he is. Like, you see him standing next to, like, a Fletcher Cox, for example. And he makes Fletcher Cox look like a child. That's how big he is. So if you're an offensive lineman and you're lining up across this guy, you have to be thinking, just don't get run over. Just don't get run over by this guy. And then all of a sudden, the quickness that this guy has is out of control. There was a couple of different reps, earlier in the week where the offensive lineman must have just kind of been in full on, I got to anchor down and not get run over mode. And Davis just sidestepped a couple of these guys. The quickness that he has combined with the size and power, I think there's a very good chance that he could be an impact player as a rookie.
Wow. Now, I'm getting excited. Do you think, based on the influx of talent on defense, we'll see a more aggressive approach from the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon?
One would hope.
Yeah. I look at
this defense the way that they've played throughout training camp so far, and the defense has mostly won almost every day, I would say, so far. And I don't think it's because the offense has played badly. I think the defense has just gone out. They're flying around and making plays. And the linebackers, for the first time in like a very long time, actually look okay. The cornerback tandem of Darius Slay and James Bradbury. James Bradbury has looked really good so far. I think, you know, they're going to have one of the best, you know, 1-2 corner tandems in the NFL. And then that defensive line is stacked, particularly on the interior. It's a very good defense on paper. And if they play that, that foofy, like, you know, soft shell coverage defense that any decent quarterback just completely wrecked last season, then it's not going to matter much how much better the players get. There is pressure. In the same way that there's a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts to perform this season, there's also a lot of pressure on Jonathan Gannon to make good on the players and how he added for him.
Absolutely. Jimmy, philosophically, how do you feel about tanking?
So the way the Eagles did it in 2020, where they improved their draft position from 9-6 by losing a completely meaningless game, go right ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if it's done in a clumsy fashion, even if it's clear to everyone that they are not trying to win, that's still okay to get a better draft pick.
Yeah, I mean, they screwed the Giants in that game. The Giants would have, you know, of course, won the division had the Eagles won that game. And the way that you put it is perfect. Like, it was clumsy and awkward the way that they executed it. I mean, even beyond pulling Hurts for Nate Sudfeld in that game, they had like 12 guys inactive for that game, most of whom were starters. So, like, right off before they even took the field, you know, they were pretty clearly trying to lose that game. I don't have a problem with it, because ultimately that pick from 9-6. And you remember when they traded back from 6-12 and they got the extra first-round pick the following year, that was huge. I don't know if they were able to make that trade if they're still sitting at that 9th spot instead of 6.
All right. Now that we have established that you are, let's say, lacking in character, I'll put it that way. Jimmy,
yeah.
Why are you calling our football expert Mike Lombardi a dumbass? Why are you doing that, Mike? I don't understand it, Jimmy. Help me here.
Well, he's a dumbass. I mean,
I'll say
double down.
Don't let him do that. Don't let him say that.
So he tweeted something to the effect of, well, first of all, just to take a step back, the Dolphins received pretty harsh, not harsh. They probably didn't go far enough, but they received punishment of a loss of a first round pick and a third round pick for tampering,
right?
Specifically with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. They didn't even get any punishment for tanking allegations. So the allegation that was made was that their owner, Stephen Ross, put pressure on then head coach Brian Flores to tank an entire season. So, like, tanking an entire season is not anywhere near on the same level as a team that's, what were they, 4-10-1?
But you just said they didn't get nailed for that. They didn't get nailed for that. I want to know if you should. Should you get punished if you tank?
I think it's a really hard thing to prove.
No, and it wasn't hard when you watched the Eagles in 2020. It was obvious.
Well, you and I can look at that and see that. But to definitively prove that they definitely tanked is a really hard thing to do.
Jimmy, can you please take back the comment that Mike Lombardi's a dumbass?
Absolutely not. I mean, his Doug Peterson take from...
That was
unfortunate.
I read that, Jimmy, and you're a great writer, and it was fun to read. But you understand he's on for 10 minutes every Friday just casting gold out to our audience. You ignore all the great wisdom he's given and just want to remind us of a couple of dumb things he did?
Dumb things.
I'm very petty, so yes.
Yes!
All right, well, how do I argue with you? Very petty. Jimmy, you're fun. You're fun to read. Read them all. He knows what's going on at Eagles camp. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Angela.
Jimmy Kempski, with his take on it. I will defend Mike Lombardi. I am on Team Lombardi on this, Al.
You harp on like dumb things people say pretty much Monday through Friday, with the exception of Wednesday.
There's the one thing I don't stand for on this show.
What is it?
Calling people names.
Oh. Some clown.
I don't believe
Mike
in it.
Lombardi.
No name calling here. If you are, you're a dumbass.
When we welcome it. Here's the numbers.
Neil's on the line in the Northeast. Hi, Neil. How are you today?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad the Phillies swept and got actually second place in a wild card right now. And 12 games over 500. So
all right.
I think, yeah.
Keep going. All right. So that was 36-12. They wiped out the Nationals. It wasn't even close. That's what you're supposed to.
14 home runs in the series.
14-1. Group, home runs, 14 Phillies,
crushing the ball.
One Nationals.
Yep.
That's a pretty
Big
good
team
set.
Yeah,
and that's the way I like baseball. No stress.
So you think they're tanking in Washington?
Oh, my God. Have you read those stories over the weekend?
They're bad. All right, but Neil, meanwhile, in the midst of this joy, here they plunk down Pete Rose to ruin the buzz. What'd you think of that?
Well, I agree with you about the public relations. I mean, having Pete there, one thing, but, you know, with his comments, I think they should have known, you know, maybe the comments Pete would make or, you know, like do more research and maybe not make him available, you know, like to the press or stuff.
So just
you know,
roll
like
him out.
Comments like that.
Introduce him. Yep. He has his moment. The crowd cheers. And then he goes away.
Yeah. Shut it down.
And nobody sees
anymore.
Now, do
you understand why baseball wanted no part of him?
Yes.
Because you had to
know
that there's this side.
Yep.
And I understand when people were saying, well, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But you know that if he had, it was this road show would have been on going on for a long time here.
All right. And can you imagine his Hall of Fame speech?
Oh,
my God. What a disaster. All right. Let me just play this, Neil. I want you to hear this. This, to me, was the sequence that was worse. He had already talked to the female reporter,
Alex
Coffey, and he had said to her, it was 55 years ago, babe. Don't bother me. And then when he found out maybe she didn't like that, he said, all right, I'll make it up to you. I'll give you 1,000 signed baseballs, which only made it worse. Now he comes in for the news conference, and they follow it up on what the woman asked. Listen to that.
You were asked before the game about how you thought some of the sexual allegations against you in 2017 might affect the way fans or women view your presence.
You know, I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm here for the Philly fans. I'm here for my teammates, okay? I'm here for the Philly organization. And who cares what happened 50 years ago? You weren't even born. So you shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. And if you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it.
All right, guys, we're going to stop there. Thank you, Pete. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure to stop one
PR
question
guy.
Earlier. Neil, that is offensive. That is a horrible answer to that question. It is arrogant. It is ignorant. It was stupid. It is illogical.
I agree, but what's Dutton, you know, is Dutton, and he was like 81 years old and
don't use that. I don't buy that he's too old to blame anymore.
No.
I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Nope.
No, they're rolling you out there. They think you got something to provide. There's no, don't use the age thing, Neil. I'm not a young man.
Yeah.
What if he's
in of a right mind, he should know enough, or the people around him should know enough not to parade him out in public.
I was glad Timmy McCarver made an appearance because that was really nice to see.
Neil.
Great to have Timmy.
Every other one of them, it was great to see. The only one that it was not great to see was that man when he opened his mouth.
Well, I can't deny it. You know, that what I saw, you know, like and heard, I can't deny what you said.
Give me a fallen hero.
Well, actually, one of Ruben's teammates in 93, Lenny Dyson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That raises a fun question. Rube?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
You think they'll ever invite him back?
Oh, wow, that's a great question.
Right? I mean, we're talking the same stratosphere.
I would think not.
You would. What happened yesterday probably would make it even less likely
that's probably,
they would ever
that's
roll
probably
that
true.
Guy out.
That's probably true.
Wow.
You're going to be hearing from Lenny later today.
Oh, you are.
He's listening.
Oh, no, he gets through to Angelo.
Oh, no, no.
Through an intermediary.
All I'm saying, I didn't even bring it up. Neil did, yes. But he's right. If you're rolling out Pete Rose, how far behind is Lenny Dykstra?
Oh. Wow. No, no.
215.
They'll
no,
never
huh?
do it. No.
No?
No. There are meetings happening right now where everybody's blaming everybody for what happened yesterday.
Is it possible Dykstra could make a bigger idiot of himself than Rose did?
Yeah, because he'd be there with Schilling.
Yeah. No. Oh, hold on. Move.
They certainly would speak their minds.
Wow.
They would speak their minds.
Roop.
Yes, sir.
What are the chances they roll Schilling back out there?
I do not know.
Man. Al, they got some wackos in their history. 215, I forgot about
Schilling.
You
might be the most normal person from the 93 team.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I know that the anniversary is, 30 next year?
Let me just say, I talked to Rube off the air. He ain't that normal. 215-592-9494.
It was really the hardest wood I had ever touched.
Next week, subbing for Ruben Amaro, his mom, Judy. WIP Sports Time, 817.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 824 is your time. Don't you go anywhere. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, the man of the hour, the great Dick Vermeil. And that is a man, Al, you should show great affection for and great respect for.
Right.
That is a sports hero worthy of our love. And he was phenomenal. 23-minute speech. I got to find. Apparently, they limit you to 8.
Well, he
and
took
Dick
three
said,
speeches.
There's too many people to thank.
Well, he
I
was
can't
the last one, so they
he
just let him go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He was awesome. Now, I would like, Al, next week is my annual physical.
Okay.
And I like to ace the weigh-in.
Ace it.
Now, what I like to be around the same as the year before or a notch below.
Okay.
And right now, I'm pretty close to what I was a year before. But when I hear I can lose 5 pounds and enjoy doing it, don't you have to pay attention to that?
Absolutely.
So anyway, while I'm in the midst of all this other craziness going on in the Phillies game, John Kruk, now you got to picture yourself, Tom McCarthy's in the front, right? He's in the lounge. Tom is full figure, all right? He's got a lot going on there. Next to him in the corner is Kruk. He reminded me of Beetlejuice, right? He looked shrunk.
I'm glad you don't believe in name calling.
He looks shrunk. He looks like he is shrunk. I don't know what's going on there. So in the middle of it all, Al, he reveals a diet plan that I believe I would like to use to lose 5 pounds in one day. 5 pounds in one day.
I'm in.
Do you want to hear the plan?
Yes.
Listen to John Kruk.
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two twice-baked potatoes and 2 ears of corn, and woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds. How in the hell do you do that?
Did he get sick?
No.
He
did not get sick. Rube, you were with him. Do you have any idea how he lost the 5 pounds?
No, but I wish I did. I'm going to have a chat.
You would
with
do
him.
That too, right? Yeah. Rhea, is that a good 5 pounds lost?
That would be an awesome meal.
And you know Crucky was dumping the lobster in the butter. He was making, I'll bet those potatoes had a lot of stuff on them.
Sour cream.
Oh, man. He had
bacon bits.
The little festive.
Oh, yeah. Right, here's right. The bacon bits.
Al, how did that happen? Is there a nutritionist out there? Is that how you lose five? Is that like overloading protein or something? That's
no
how you lose
idea.
No, because the potato.
Carbs there too.
Yeah, the potato is carbs.
Twice
there's
baked.
Carbs there too. Yeah. Two ears of corn out.
That's all carbs, right?
That's all starch.
I had corn
that's
the other night. It was
starch.
So good.
All right, listen. Al, I want to do something. Kyle Quinn,
yeah,
you're slender.
Very.
Like, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
And how much do you weigh?
Not much. Like, maybe like 130. I haven't weighed myself.
130
pounds.
Oh, jeez. My God. Right, here's what I want to do about. I want to bring in a scale, all right?
Okay.
And I will front you the money for a surf and turf of a lobster and of steak.
It's expensive.
And the two baked potatoes and two ears of corn. I'll put here right now. I'll give it you right
that
now. I'm giving
not
you a,
gonna do it.
I'm giving you a 20.
What?
$20? About $100.
Surf and turf is around $56 to $65 just for the surf and turf.
It'll cost you $100 to $120.
You can fold that 20 and put it back
doing
in your pocket.
$100.
It's $100.
At least.
Where are you expecting him to go for this?
Two lobsters? That's a 200 right there.
All right, listen, you guys right here, stay out of this, all right? It's not your money.
Kyle, don't take the 20.
Take it.
No.
Take his credit card.
Yeah. No, yes. Not, don't you.
Call Ava's got the number.
No, yeah. Ava, I will front you whatever it costs.
Wait, front me so I got to pay it back?
I will give it to you. No. I'll give you whatever it costs. If they say 100, you're getting 100.
Wow. It's going to be like 300.
Now, would you stop it? Just because you go to these fancy restaurants, nothing's $300
for two
steak
lobsters?
And a no, one lobster and one steak.
All right.
No, why are you making it worse?
I thought he said two lobsters.
Yeah, he said two.
Joe, play it again.
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two.
One lobster. Don't make it worse.
Steak and lobster. You're right.
Usually it's you're just trying to run my bill
well,
off.
Usually it's steak and two.
All right, listen. Whatever it is, I'll front you the money. You bring in tomorrow a lobster, a steak, two baked potatoes. Load them up, too. We'll weigh you before, and we'll weigh you after.
Great.
And if you have lost 5 pounds, honey, that's dinner the rest of the week for me.
There's no way he gets it all down.
And I'll be honest with you, Corn does not agree with me.
He may not get it all down.
What's that?
He may not get it all
down. He's got to get it all down. I'm putting up for you. You think I would have let him leave
a
piece of meat there?
No.
There's no meat. Are you in, Kyle?
I'm in, yeah. Let's
He's
do it.
In, Al.
$20.
Al, can you kick in a few bucks?
No, it's your idea, idiot.
I'm on a restaurant that's downtown. I'm not going to mention.
Oh no!
Name.
Don't you start doing.
No,
that.
It says zero.
I know what you're doing.
No, but when you say surf and turf,
don't you do a
says,
fancy place?
It's seared tenderloin with buttered lobster tails. Usually, you get two
tails.
Yeah. How much?
Three times what you just gave him.
60?
For just the
60?
Yeah.
All right, 60 is my limit. I don't want to go crazy here.
That's before the starting ad.
Go find a day-old lobster or something.
Oh, yeah.
Find a day-old lobster. Find a blue one.
Stay down.
How much can a potato be? A couple of potatoes.
Potatoes are cheap.
Those are 10 bucks.
Probably.
Corn, go to Jersey. It's cheap out there.
Yes, it is.
All right. We will test this, Al, because I don't believe that works.
I don't see how it would.
I don't see how it would work. Now, what I would fear is that something may be wrong with John Kruk, that he would lose 5 pounds after eating all that.
He's lost like 100 pounds.
I know he has
lost weight, yeah.
And frankly, he's reached the point now where people have to say, stop losing weight, you don't look great.
I don't know. He looks like happy.
Let me put it this way. Right now, he kind of looks like a raisin, right? And McCarthy looks like a peach.
Stop it.
We don't name call around here, though.
A full, big, juicy peach.
Stop it.
Would you stop it?
When you're compared to produce, that's a plus.
Can you make them surf and turf?
Kyle, quit.
Yeah.
Kyle, quit. Do you have a... we're going to a second question. Yes. Give me the first read of the first question.
All right. Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find new roads. Shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. First one, should Pete Rose still be considered a sports hero in Philadelphia? 53% say no.
All right, it got up a little.
Right.
All right, and give me the second one.
Should the Phillies invite Pete Rose back for the next alumni weekend? Yes or no?
Ruben Amaro, should they invite him back for the one next year?
I would think not. No.
Probably not. That's a no. I got a no on that.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't worry about it.
No, this is a hypothetical.
No.
Virtually no chance of happening.
All right, Kyle, put that down. All right, it. And Kyle, I am now handing you. Look at this, Al. $62.
Yeah.
I added the two ones for the, what's that?
Yeah.
You're not including the cost of the
corn
of the,
and the potatoes.
If it exceeds the 62, I'm good for it.
What?
No, you can't expect that he makes
no,
a
I'm
fraction
not giving him a
of what
credit
you
card.
Make.
I'll give him at least $100.
You got to give him $100.
Yeah,
Listen,
hundo.
Big, you kick in 20 and I'll kick in 20.
No, I'm not.
I'll supplement you. I'm running low on cash.
I'll bring in the corn.
No, I can't trust you. Then we won't have the corn.
What do you mean?
No, Rhea,
I live out there.
Put up the 20. I'll put up the 20, and then I'll cover for you.
I'm calling Pete.
The 60 should do it.
Pete's got lobsters. He's got potatoes.
Pete Cherokee. Go see my uncle, Pete Cherokee.
Pete's got all that stuff.
The 62 will cover it.
He'll bring in a whole plate.
It will not cover
it. I love Pete, but he doesn't have filet mignon and lobster tail.
He knows who has it.
I've been him with things that he's catered.
Tommy Cherokee, get me some meat.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway, let me go to Brian here. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
How do you feel about Pete Rose?
I love him. I've always loved Pete Rose. He's been a hero of mine since I can remember. What I think is a little disgusting is the Philadelphia Inquirer asking Pete Rose something personal instead of keeping to the baseball news. I mean, has everybody gone woke?
No, it was.
That was a legitimate question.
Brian,
it
was he was disinvited the last time they brought him in over the allegations of sexual misconduct with a young woman. It is totally appropriate. You don't want to know what the real truth is about Pete Rose. Isn't that what it is, Brian?
No, that's not true at all. But I wanted to know, what does that have to do with the Phillies organization in baseball?
They disinvited him. He's not on the Wall of Fame because of it. The reason he's not been honored since he played the game was because of these incidents. How do you come back and no one brings up why you haven't been here for 30 years?
I thought you were supposed to be a sports radio station.
Investigation. No, you know what I am, Brian? I come on every day to give you the honest truth about what's going on in sports. You have your head in the sand. You don't want to know the truth about your heroes because it ruins your image of them.
Okay. Well, you know what, Angelo? I've been listening to you for 30-plus years, and I still love you, you know.
Well, I love you too, Brian, but you're nuts. And listen.
No name calling.
This was the whole thing I wanted to bring up.
What is it?
Aren't you better off as a fan when you don't know anything about your hero?
That's what he's just said.
He used a word in there that has become a trigger for people who only want to go after anybody who deigns to criticize creeps like Pete Rose. He called you woke. Woke covers all kinds of whenever you say this is wrong, this is wrong, and it's what that, you know, their cult has told them this is woke.
Now I want to make a statement here about a woman named Alex Coffey,
mm-hmm.
because she is a journalist who works for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I could tell you, having done that job, it was not easy for her to approach a hero like Pete Rose and ask about a very serious allegation. And the fact that he called her babe and said it was none of her business because it happened 55 years ago. And then she tweeted it out because it was news at that moment. And then they pursued it further, which they may not have if she hadn't brought it up. That woman, to me, at this moment, is the hero of that story because she had the guts to ask the tough question. You can't be a fan and keep your head in the sand anymore. That era ended a long time ago. You got to know what you're cheering for, and you got to measure it before you go crazy.
It's very simple. He was disinvited 5 years ago because of these allegations.
Exactly.
Which he acknowledged by saying, at 32, he thought she was 16,
exactly.
Not 14. So if any of you people out there have no problem with it, you have daughters, imagine a 32-year-old was sleeping with your 14-year-old daughter, and your baseball team was bringing him back to honor him, and that no one has a right to ask him about it. It's ridiculous.
Thank you. 215-592-9494. When we come back, Al, there's so much I could play for you on Dick Vermeil's 23-minute message,
right.
But the most poignant thing was when he mentioned his wife, Carol, and it's the closest he came to crying. I want to play that for you. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to a true hero in this city, Dick Vermeil.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 8:43. Remember, Dick Vermeil, top of the hour. Al, I just got information from my friend John Johnson, who's working middays today with Joe DeCamera. Next year, the Alumni Weekend will feature honoring the 1993 Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a choice right now for the Wall of Fame, Al. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One of these people has to be an honoree. Lenny Dykstra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kurt Schilling.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Amaro Jr.
I got Ruben.
I hit Ruben.
I hit 300 that year.
You did hit 300 that year.
There you go.
Yes,
Rube,
I did.
Are you not the safest of those three choices?
The safest, maybe.
Yes. Now, come on, Rube. Rube,
the safest, maybe, but not the,
then,
not the most worthy.
Hold on a minute. But it's body of work, isn't it? You went on to be a highly successful GM.
I will
here.
Not be going on a Wall of Fame.
And then after that, you became a prominent broadcaster. That's triple threat. Maybe not. I don't
know. It's not happening.
Well, all right. So next year, just tell me this, Rube, because you're involved in that. You were on that team. Dykstra, invited, not invited?
Not invited.
Schilling, invited, not invited?
Invited.
Yeah, really?
I think he will.
Mitch Williams?
I would think he'd be invited.
There you have it. There you have it, Al.
Well, that's an interesting hat trick.
It certainly is. I will not be on the air next year.
Mitch with Schilling?
But I will be at home on the Monday morning after that weekend, and I will be labeling people dumbasses, just so you know what I'm doing.
Oh,
but you won't be name-calling.
No, I won't be. I don't believe in it.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
All right. Anyway, Al, Dick Vermeil's coming up, and there's a lot I could play for you. I watched the whole thing twice. That's how much I loved it, because he took you through his whole career. Al, he talked about how when he was at UCLA, he got the job as the Eagles coach based on one shocking upset. UCLA beat a great Ohio State
team. Woody Hayes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that win, those coaches, those players that got him that win, got the attention of Leonard Toews. They flew to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They basically, right after that win, he knew he was going to be an NFL coach. That was beautiful. Then he talked about the great players along his career and what a tremendous impact they had on his success. He talked about the 14 years that he walked away from the game and how even after that, he found the team to give him a chance to be the head coach again. And then he talked. I kept waiting. I said, come on, Dick. 23 minutes. You have to cry. Al, he cries a lot.
He's
a very emotional guy. And I'm going to ask him why he never cried. He only came close once. His awesome wife, Carol, who's been there every step of the way. And he looks out, and they're showing you him on the broadcast as he looks out to his wife, and she's looking back. And here's the closest he came.
You notice I didn't get into talking about a lot of other things that would make me cry, okay? But when I talk about care over meal, it ain't gonna work, okay? She's done it all. So thank you, Carol. I will all, 66 years. The only thing I ever put on my body more important than this jacket was the Red and Wings you gave me 66 years ago.
That was, such a classy, wonderful speech.
He looks great. Oh, she looks fantastic.
I don't know what they're doing.
I'm like 66. They've been married 66 years.
Well, he's got a vinery. I doubled up on my wine consumption.
Drinking more of their wine.
After I saw the way they look.
That would look great.
He is 84 and he looks amazing.
He does. He's just keeping it, keeps going.
The speech was such a contrast to that horse's ass rose. Oh. What a difference.
He and Boa are just ever-ready batteries,
Boa.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
It is crazy.
No, they need to write a book about stay young.
I want
to
siphon their blood.
No, marry Boa. Can I be honest, friend to friend, Rube?
Yeah.
Is he about 20 years older than you?
Yes, sir.
Boa looks better. I'll be honest with you.
That ain't right.
Whatever Boa's doing.
That is right.
No, whatever Boa's doing, you should try it.
I
nothing against
object.
You. The Boa is he's holding up better.
I'm ripping people today. No name calling.
No name calling
at all. Sean, not even in this room.
Sean's on the live from Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew.
How are you
today?
Feeling today, Sean? Good?
It's great. There was another caller called in before. And beat me to it, but I want this interim tag taken off Rob Thompson. This guy is 38-19, and when he was hired and put into that role, we were 7 games below 500.
Wow.
We have now made a 19-game swing to be 12 games over and are well seated in this wild card race. And this guy needs to be our manager. He does it quietly. He does it professionally, and he's exactly the opposite of Pete Rose, who made an ass of himself this weekend.
I put Ruben DeMar on the spot a little earlier, Sean, and he kind of ducked me. What is Thompson doing that Girardi didn't do? Because it's clearly a lot in order to be that much better than your predecessor. What is he doing differently?
I think Thompson brings humility to the game, and I think he relates to players, particularly the young players. You know, the veterans do what the veterans do, but I think he relates to the younger players better than Girardi. And we see that because these younger players have played a prominent role in our resurgence, and they're getting on the field, and they're performing well, something that they were not doing under Girardi.
What do you think Girardi is thinking right now? The team he managed, 7 under 500, now 12 over 500 after he left. Is he thinking to himself he was a horrible manager here?
No, honestly, I think that guy, I don't think much of him. I think he's just counting his millions. And,
maybe.
Is totally oblivious to the effect that he had on this team.
All right, and Sean, Pete Rose, you briefly alluded to it a moment ago. Pete Rose, what do you think? How did he do yesterday?
I'll tell you, this is horrible. I'm not even in the field of PR, and I could have even figured out that you put this guy on the field, you can do that much, but you don't give him an open mic. You don't put him anywhere near a mic or a reporter. You put him on the field, you can recognize him for what he did for that 80 team, and then you whisk him out of there and get him on his way. That's the way they should have handled it.
I got to tell, Rhea knows Alex Coffey a little bit. She was the reporter. I have a theory on her approaching Pete before he went out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is she did not think they would make him available.
Yeah, that's what I think.
She went to him saying, I'm gonna have to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you know, how do you feel about the fact they disinvited you 5 years ago and now you're here? And then he gave you that was 55 years ago, babe.
Yeah.
Which is just, you can't script a dumber thing to say than that. Mm-hmm. All right? I believe that she couldn't believe it when they rolled him out, let alone stuff him into the booth. Let's get some more of this brilliance. They put him in the booth, Sean.
Yeah, a total PR nightmare. somebody's head's rolling today because
I hope so.
It's horrible.
I call for the immediate dismissal before I put him in the booth.
Can I explain to you why that's so horrible for you to say that? Do we all agree Pete Rose is a creep, okay?
Yes.
And that he shouldn't have been anywhere near that yesterday. So someone who was kind of doing the bidding of what his teammates wanted him there, and listen, did they ham-hand it, clumsily handle Pete Rose all day yesterday? 1,000%. Nobody should get fired for that.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, no, well, that's why I just gave it.
I'm a more flamboyant management official.
What?
I'm flamboyant. It doesn't take me much.
How many managers have I fired here over the years? A few.
All of them.
You fired Rube many times.
You realize, Rube, you didn't make it 2 years in my management school.
Right.
You were fired.
Gone.
You were gone at the first Cliff Lee move.
I get it.
Sean, I need somebody who is a fallen hero.
Hey, I've been on hold for a little bit and had to do something else. Can I get the list from Al?
Yes, absolutely.
You got Dykstra, Ray Rice, Mark McGuire, Roger Clemens, Aaron Hernandez, Joe Paterno, Lance Armstrong, Michael Vick, and O.J. Simpson.
O.J., I think we have to go with the track and field star, Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, Pistorius.
Oh, that is some story.
He killed
his girlfriend, right?
Yes, and he is still serving time on it. There was two or three trials. Yes, that is a great one. Oscar Pistorius, Al. Very good one. A little more obscure, but very good one. Let me go next to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
Better than Pete Rose, I am, Matt. What about you?
I'm all right for today. We'll see. Do you shave in the mirror when you call people names and cast aspersions on them?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I shave with pride when the person has committed statutory rape, and I call attention to it. You are held responsible on this show. That's how I made it through 33 years, Matt. What about you? What's your excuse?
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay, all right.
I know it's not right, the name call, but Kruk kind of looks like a ball of silly putty that got stepped on. That's a little strong.
Matt, jeez. Rose, can we do Pete Rose? Matt, how are you supposed to feel today if you were a fan of Pete Rose and you saw the train wreck that was yesterday? What do you do as a fan?
I wasn't a fan anyway, and the point I'm trying to make is I don't like bad guys on my team. I was glad when they didn't get Deshaun Watson. I didn't like Pete Rose's arrogance. I always hope Papelbon failed. I just don't like bad guys on my team, and if you're just going to be that kind of person, I'm not going to overlook it just because you play baseball or whatever sport.
It's a great comment. I love it.
I got a good weight loss too, Ange.
What is it?
You sit on Seattle Beach, you drink beer all day, and you don't eat anything. Goes right back into the ocean.
All right.
It works. I'm telling you. I lost 5 pounds this morning.
All right, Matt. Matt, give me a fallen hero.
Got to be a sports figure, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go to Deshaun Watson. He took my Lenny Dykstra thing.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Understand, there's many more we have not named yet, and you still have an hour to jump on for 5 prizes. Visa gift card, pair of tickets to see the Tidal Wave Music Festival. These are 3-day passes to see Luke Bryan, Morgan Wallen, Dierks Bentley. These are the top country singers in the world. You're going for all 3 days. $50 Wendy's gift card. Philly's Nick Castellanos play a t-shirt. He's playing much better now.
Back. He sure is.
And Flyers bucket hat. All 5 prizes in play. You got.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.